You're listening to SBS News.
Banks was a safe Labor seat for 40 years, but all that changed in 2013 when the seat was won by Liberal candidate and now Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman. The Sydney seat is one of the country's most culturally diverse, held by the Liberal National Coalition on a margin of just 1.4%. Around 44% of voters in Banks were born overseas, and with this diversity also comes a range of opinions about what matters to voters. So, SBS News met some of those who'll be voting in Banks in this May's election to discuss one of the most talked about issues. Climate change.
The younger generation, they are amazing. They take environment change, climate change really seriously. That's a great thing. I think everyone has to agree with me. There's only one Earth. If it's not us, who's going to protect our environment? I think a sensible government, which definitely should have a plan or good plan on the environment protection and climate change.
That's Pauline. She's a financial advisor with a young family who migrated to Australia from China when she was a student. Pauline is part of the electorate's largest overseas-born community from China, which makes up 11% of the total demographic, followed by migrants from Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam and New Zealand. Raymond, a uni student who works part-time and volunteers for a mental health organisation, is one person with familial roots in Hong Kong. He agrees with Pauline that more climate action needs to happen, but says any strategy needs to be extended far outside of Canberra.
I don't think we should put the blame on one particular party for climate change issues. One of the key challenges for climate change is to really work with all the stakeholders that could be relevant and take part in the process to finding a solution that addresses all aspects, both public and private, of the climate change frontier.
Italian-Austrian couple Isabella and Engelbert came to Australia from Europe in the 1960s with a plan to stay in the country for a couple of years. Five decades later, and the couple are happily settled in Australia. Both agree the climate is changing, but Engelbert says he's not sure about what can be done to stop it. Isabella says there's other, heavier polluters in Australia who should be leading the way in any climate action, and that the climate has always fluctuated over time.
I can understand. I know that there's some changes, but I'm not sure that people can do very much about
it. The climate has changed from the beginning of time. And now we have ups and downs, but I don't think we can do anything about people that should look about other countries that produce much more.
Others disagree Australia's relative emissions output sheds it of all responsibility.
I know we only make up 1.3% of global CO2 emissions, but we're still increasing, we haven't changed anything. It's actually quite embarrassing, we need to get our act together.
That's Sarah, a 22-year-old who lives in the seat of Banks with her parents and three siblings. Like a lot of other young Australians, climate is one of her top three issues going into the election.
A lot of younger Australians care about it because we're the ones who are going to be living here for our next 80 years. And we care about the country, we care about the world.
Alex has just finished high school and lives with her mother. Her grandparents were migrants from Latvia and Germany, and she's lived in Banks her entire life. She'll be voting for the first time at the 2019 federal election, and says she'll be voting for climate action.
Regardless of all the other issues like equal rights and getting women involved in government and all that sort of stuff is very important to me. But at the end of the day, if we have less than a decade left before the world becomes uninhabitable, I think that having someone who actually acknowledges that global warming is a thing would be good in politics.
Someone who has lots of experience as a voter is Julian, a retired school principal who's lived in Banks his entire life. He used to be a member of the Labor Party, but says he's become a swing voter in recent years. Julian says he'd be happy to see a transition to renewable energy, but with a few reassurances from policymakers.
Wind turbines across the landscape, it's not the best way to make the landscape look a pleasant place. Perhaps we have to live with that. Whether we can cope with a huge increase in renewables and still maintain, let's face it, maintain our air conditioning. We do need the power to run our air conditioning, etc. We need assurance that that power is available and cheap enough to be able to afford.
Bennett is a financial analyst. He says he understands there's scepticism about how easily some people can currently afford renewable energy, but that means it's up to the next government to intervene.
With the weather these days, like, it's can't really deny that there is no climate change. I think it's sort of like finding that balance and for the government to invest in something that, I guess, affordable and secure for the Australians.
What do you think about Australian politics? Have your say by sending a 30 to 60 second video to australiastreet@sbs.com.au with your name and electorate. We'll post a selection of your videos on the SBS News website. Evan Young, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.